Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes said during the month of January, they embarked on an extensive education program in schools across the country, focusing on geological hazards.
During the first quarter of each year, we tend to focus on geological hazards that can impact St. Vincent and Grenadines and the region as a whole. And you would have recognized that in the last year or two, we would have had some increased seismic activities, or we recorded quite a bit of number of earthquakes in the region in and around St. Vincent and Grenadines along other islands. And this year, we zeroed in on earthquakes, tsunamis, and of course, volcanic hazards coming up in April. So the first quarter of each year, we tend to focus on the geological hazard. In January, we would have had some activities with the Ministry of Education in their school safety program with teachers who really teach geography and other subjects surrounding geological hazards in schools. So we would have presented to them on preparing for earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanoes with the intention of the schools having their own individual disaster plans working with the Ministry of Education. So we did that in January.
Forbes said, during the months of February and March, they have been focusing on community outreach programs on tsunami hazards.
In February and March, we zeroed in a bit on tsunami hazards. We know tsunamis are one of those hazards that don't happen often, maybe every couple hundred years, and it's often known as a forgotten hazard. And we have to remind persons that we're in a seismic active zone or area or region of the world that we can have tsunamis, whether it's from a volcano arm collapse or from an earthquake. So in March, we focus on the tsunami hazard. And around this time each year, since 2011 in particular, the region has been participating in what we call the Carib Wave exercise. So activities in March would have started with some community outreach in the Annisville area. That's one of the communities that we are working on since last year, a couple of years, Annisville, and the businesses and the schools.
This week, NEMO also hosted a two-day workshop to present the Tsunami Standard Operating Procedures, SOP, for St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The NEMO director explained that the workshop is part of the National Tsunami Early Warning System program under the Building the Resilience of the CARIFORUM States Disaster Risk and Climate Change Impacts Project, funded by the 11th European Development Fund, EDF, Caribbean Regional Indicative Program.
The last 2 days, we had what we call presenting the standard operating procedures for tsunami alert and tsunami warning, because the key agencies involved in the tsunami alert have to understand the procedures that we have to go through. And I'll just give you the quick background. We get the first alert. It says if it's an event that is generated, I would say we have at least half an hour or more to give the early warnings. The information comes from the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center as to what has happened, an event has occurred, and most likely an earthquake, and then it will indicate whether there have been any tsunami waves generated based on the data and the instrumentation they have in the region. And then later on, you'll get some information on how it can affect you or what the wave heights would be. If there's a near source earthquake, you may not have that time to get that information from the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, because a near source earthquake, which means the waves can be upon you before you actually get the alert.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.